and just one.
Okay. Let's call them. Yes, Chloe, David Akers, Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm good. My understanding is you might have been set on a different day, but asked to be taken up today, and we're happy to try to accommodate you. Can we? Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, actually, the letter that I received in the mail said it was for today, and so that's why I had blocked it in my calendar for today. And I called this morning just to confirm the time, at which point they're like, nope, you're not on the schedule anymore, which was
okay.
A little confusing. But yeah, that'd be great if we could talk now.
That's because it had been asked to be moved to the 27th by Valerie.
Okay. I guess Valerie Budd had asked it to be put on the 27th. That's why I was so we just – that's apparently why I got moved. But –
okay.
We got you on the phone now, so I mean I'm assuming it's okay to go forward.
Absolutely.
Let me make sure, and I don't know if you've been listening in online or what's been happening, but it's my understanding that this is the only property you own in Taney County.
Yes, sir. We actually bought it, my husband and myself, in 2020 during the pandemic, and we moved into it for a few months with me and my son while I was pregnant with my second.
Okay. And you guys now have it in a nightly rental, but you still use it sometimes as well?
Well, we still have the primary purpose for personal use with my family. We have in-laws in Georgia.
Right.
And so we do use it a lot ourselves. We let our family use it a lot. We donate it for charities. And then when we don't have it blocked off for our own use, we do rent it out for the extra time.
Okay. And you've probably been told this by Ms. Budd or somebody. I'm not sure. But what we have been doing primarily on these, when we have properties that are put into a rental program, a nightly rental program, not a long-term rental because it doesn't apply to that, but a nightly rental program is that the first property we have been assessing as a mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential. If you have other properties that you purchase in Taney County after that, then they go to 100% commercial because we look at it as a business at that point. But the first one, which you use for personal use, we just put a 25% commercial on it. Is that reasonable to you, or is there something else you'd like to say about it?
Timeshares are at 19%
of
the recreational residential. Why is it that we're not being classified in the same price point and percentage as they are?
Well, timeshares are very unique, and I just happen to have a perspective because I used to advise a client in that industry. But basically, you've got 52 people who may own a portion of a room, and if one person puts it in, you know, decides to rent their week, do we penalize the other 51 of them? It gets to be pretty difficult to try and do that. And I know at one time they were counting nights, but I think at this point the association self-reports how many they – is that what they're doing?
Well, there's a statute, and timeshares are actually by statute residential. The timeshares that we have that we know are doing nightly rentals, we have made, they've added up all their nights, they've added up how many rooms they think it would take, and we've taken entire buildings, and we just assign one whole building as a commercial building or
right.
Three
okay.
buildings out of 10. That's how they do it.
Gotcha. So that statute is the one that they added the timeshare to. Is that so relatively new? Did they do that recently, or
it's been a long time. Timeshares
okay.
have been.
Yeah, I can't remember on that one.
Yeah, they're residential.
And of course, we have been dealing with Chloe with these for the last few years, and our decision that we made was trying to recognize, at least with the first property, that people do use it personally. And if you do, you do. You don't, you don't. But we give, if you put it in a rental program of any kind, then we just we give you a pretty good discount because we're only doing 25% of it as commercial. And that's to be consistent, unless there's something unique about this property, that's the motion that we'll probably make here. But we want you to tell us anything you want to tell us.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. I'm also learning in the process. One other question, so I know commercial technically, when looking online, it looks like they're traditionally, you know, historically buildings that are able to physically sell things. So does that mean that I can physically sell things out of my cabin?
That would have to be something you take up with a Branson business license. You know, I mean, you'd have to find out if you get a Branson business license, and I don't know what you're zoned for down there, but zoning and tax are two different things. I mean, you can be zoned commercial, but for tax purposes, or excuse me, you can be zoned residential, but for tax purposes, you can be part or all commercial. They're two different things, and there's some case law that has been kind of confusing to people out there about that issue, but we're just looking strictly at use and for classification purposes. And then, of course, we can look at valuation and discrimination and those things. But is there anything else besides the value that's been assigned to the property? Is that something that you're contesting at all as far as the actual value? In other words, the fair market value of the property, I assume that it's under that.
I'd have to look at it again. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was valued at.
Well, I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure because you've X'd that box, and I didn't know. Do we have the valuation as to what it's been valued at?
She didn't put it down, but.
Well, no, I'm saying what it. What do we have?
It's at
$162,690. Is do you think that is at or below market value of your property, I assume?
You know, it's actually a big question right now. I'm not entirely sure. It depends on what Johnny Morris and Big Cedar does with the development. I'm not sure if you saw that they bought a lot and they're taking down a ton of trees. So as they're taking down trees directly behind our house. So I don't know. I think it's going to be a big question mark to see what he does or doesn't do to the property. If there's 86 of expanded behind our home, then obviously our value is going to go down exponentially.
Okay.
At this point, I think we're fine.
But as it sits right now, you're not questioning value. Okay.
No, sir.
Okay. And
the future might be scary.
Okay. All right. I understand, and certainly you can come back to the assessor or this board if that's something like that happens. With respect to the discrimination claim, that was just the question. That's generally you're not being treated by other people the same as we're trying to treat you or the assessor's trying to treat you. We're an independent board, of course. Is that an issue still, or is it more just about the classification?
At this point, I believe I'm a little bit confused by the question. I'm not sure I follow 100%.
On your form, you check the box of discrimination. And I understand some people just don't, they just check several boxes. I just want to make sure that when we make our motion that we address all of your concerns.
Okay, yes. At this point, I mean, I still believe that we should be taxed the 19%, but I have heard that you have been doing the 25-75, which I do understand.
Okay.
And the discrimination, sorry, we can skip that.
Okay. All right. Any questions by the board?
No.
Okay.
I do not believe so, no, sir.
All right. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just asking the other board members. As to no problem. As to BOE 233, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
There's been a second. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. You'll get a decision in the mail, and obviously you have a right to appeal to the State Tax Commission if you wish, but it'll be consistent with what we've just made the motion for today. That's what it'll tell you. Okay?
Is there a way to change the mailing address? So as I said, when 2020 we moved into that house because we were actually in New York City and no one wanted to be there during COVID, the kids.
I think they actually have a blue address, don't you?
Well, that's the problem. We don't live in that house.
Okay.
When we were there in 2020, the house that we're discussing on Friend Drive does not have a mailbox.
Okay.
We don't live in Missouri.
Okay. Before you give us an address, I want to...
She would have to email us in writing.
Okay. Just
to change it.
Do you have the email to email them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just
email them. We're being broadcast live on the internet, so we don't want you to say anything on here that you don't. Okay.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No problem. All right. Well, thank you. We appreciate you taking this up a little. Well, I guess it isn't early because you thought you were today, but we appreciate you taking it up. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Okay. Anything else for today? Mm-hmm. All right. BOE will be in recess until tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, I believe.
10.